Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, and our upcoming shows November 5th and 6th in Pasadena, California. You can also check out our brand new blog, where you can enter our new Newsmaker Pumpkin Carving Contest. You could win Carl's voice in your home answering machine, but it is no fair sending in a picture of a plain pumpkin and saying you made John Boehner, okay? Don't. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Scott DeNellen from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Hey, Clarksville, Tennessee. I've heard of Clarksville. Is that the Clarksville in the song by the Monkees?
Well, we say it is.
There you are. You claim that. Well, welcome to the show, Scott. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks. The last word or phrase will be missing from each. Your job, fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks. Do that, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
They had mothers, I often repeat, but my friends kicked me with their 8 feet. No bugs in their diet, I say they should try it. I'm a spider who does not eat
meat.
Right. Everybody loves spiders, right? Or we would, if it weren't for their habit of trapping their prey while alive and then sucking their juices out. Finally, though, here's a spider you can cuddle. The Bagheera Kiplingi spider, found in Central America and Mexico, is the first known vegetarian spider. It's one too many web videos from PETA. So now it battles ants for leafy greens and runs off in private to eat them. Scientists first became aware of the vegetarian spider when it showed up wearing hemp clothing at last year's Burning Man Festival.
Do not date a vegetarian spider. They're so preachy.
Oh, God, yes. Here is your next limerick.
Sir Berners-Lee's wearing a black sash. My pinkies are sick of the slack bash. My time flits like smoke with that vain double stroke. Sorry, HTTP needs the...
Well, sounds like backslash.
It is. Very good. Sir Tim Berners-Lee is one of the inventors of the Internet, and this week he admitted that those two little backslashes in a web address don't actually do anything. They're basically for show. They're like white wall tires or male nipples. Mr. Berners-Lee says that out of all things related to his invention, the World Wide Web, the slashers are the one thing he regrets about the Internet. Nigerian dictators, that's cool.
Sorry.
He doesn't, like, he has no problem with all the cat videos, for example. That's fine by him. Okay. Here is your last limerick.
This land to some brand every morn wakes, but fake cereal, oh, how my scorn quakes. With no Kellogg's logo, your bowl is a no-go. With lasers, I'm marking our...
Well, that has to be cornflakes.
It does, and it is cornflakes. Very good. Thanks to the Kellogg's Corporation, cornflake purists will soon be able to tell a genuine Kellogg's cornflake from a cheap knockoff in their breakfast bowl. They're branding each and every flake with the company logo using laser beams. So if you're unsure whether the flakes that came in your clearly marked Kellogg's cornflakes box are authentic, worry no more. If you're sitting at the breakfast table terrified that somebody might have slipped you knockoff cornflakes, lasers can't help you.
Is it like those little candy hearts where half of them, just half of the word is on there?
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to read that thing and figure it out. Somebody gave it to you. It meant something to her, but all it says is pray.
Drives you crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This person says Allah, but what? What does that mean? Carl, how did Scott do in our quiz?
Scott had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Scott, I'll be doing the message on your home answering.
Well done. Well done. Congratulations, Scott, and thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye.